Let's say you go to McDonald's and order a coffee.
Ow! That's hot! I burned myself!
You're going to go to McDonald's and say, I didn't know the coffee was hot. I burned myself. I'm going to sue you. Okay, to sue someone means to take someone to court and force them to give you money. Okay, so if you win the court case, you'll get rich, and that's great. Okay, so this is called a courthouse, and in the courthouse is a courtroom. Okay, now everything that happens in the courtroom is called the court case or the trial. Okay, now there's different people involved in the court case. A very important person is called the judge. Okay, the judge sits at the front of the courtroom and makes a decision. Okay, here's his hammer, or it's actually called a gavel. Okay, I think most people would just call it a hammer, but it's actually called a gavel. Okay, so the jury. Now, the jury is a group of people, usually about 12 people, who see the evidence and make a decision on what the verdict should be, what the outcome of the court case should be. And they decide the punishment. Okay, so they're a very important group of people. Now, in a court case, there's going to be two parties. Okay, the prosecutor, which is you. Prosecute means to make an accusation. Okay, you're the one making the accusation. You're the prosecutor, or plaintiff. Okay, both those words basically mean the same thing. And then the second party is going to be the defendant. So in this case, McDonald's is the defendant. Okay, they're defending themselves. So you're going to hire a lawyer, and they're going to hire a lawyer. Okay, you're probably not going to do anything. You're just going to sit there, right? And McDonald's, they're not going to do anything. It's your lawyer and their lawyer that are going to be doing the talking. Okay, now when a lawyer is in a court, they're called an attorney. Attorney. Okay, so lawyer and attorney mean the same thing, just a different word. Okay, now another important group of people are the witnesses. Okay, the witnesses. A judge might call on a witness to give their testimony. Okay, so witnesses give testimonies. Okay, for example, this guy might say, I saw Mr. So-and-so at McDonald's on December 14th drinking coffee, and he burned himself. And the judge will say, thank you for your testimony, you can sit down. Okay, so the witnesses are very important. Now, at the end of the court case, there's going to be a verdict. A verdict. That means a decision. A decision will be made. Who is right? Who's wrong? Who has to pay money? Who's guilty? Who has to go to jail? That's the verdict. The decision is the end of the court case. Okay, so I want to know, what's the strangest court case you've ever heard of? Okay, someone actually sued McDonald's because they spilled hot coffee on themselves. That's crazy, right? So I want to know, what's the strangest court case you've ever heard of? Post your answer in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.